Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke, and I'm in the studio this morning with three guests, Alana Wisenhunt, Miko Hare, and Zeke Blackwell. Thank you all for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, let me introduce you a little bit more than just with your names. Alana is here with the production for Mamma Mia that's going to be put on this weekend at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. She's going to be playing the priest as well as in the ensemble. Miko is also here with the Mamma Mia production. He'll be playing Sam Carmichael, or one of the fathers. And then Zeke Blackwell is a name that maybe many people are familiar with. He's the theater director for this upcoming production of Mamma Mia. So listeners probably have figured it out. We're here to talk about Mamma Mia, which I'm excited to learn a little bit about from the three of you. I want to start with Alana, turning to you and asking just a little bit more about you personally. How long have you been doing theater? What's your introduction to theater been?
Yeah, well, this is my second time going to the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, but I'm actually from Oregon, and I've done a ton of community theater there. I want to say my first actual play was in fifth grade, I think. So it's been a hot second.
So what grade are you in now? How long have you been doing this?
I'm going to sophomore year high school.
Okay, yeah. So you've been at it for a little while. And what led you to the theater? Like, what is it that when you were, you know, in fifth grade that you wanted to go get up on stage? What about it?
Well, I auditioned for Alice in Wonderland on a whim, and I ended up with Alice, and it was so fun.
So just the fun of it all is kind of what's kept you hooked. That's a great reason. Miko, what about you? How long have you been doing theater, and what led you to the theater?
I've been doing theater for about 3 years now. I started my sophomore year of high school. Freshman year, I watched my school's production of Fiddler on the Roof, and I thought that was amazing. So I was, had my heart set on joining the musical sophomore year. So yeah, I've been doing it for about 3 years now. Just the community that it builds, as well as just the fun of being on stage, just keeps me going.
Now, are you both folks that are drawn to the musical aspect of it, or, would you also take just straight theater?
I like the musical aspect a lot. I, as well as being an actor, am a musician. I play guitar and stuff like that in my free time. So I really like the musical aspect. For just theater, I do love being an actor. So just being like plays or like stuff like that in more traditional theater would also be a great time.
Yeah, I really like the musical aspect too. It's really fun to sing and dance, but I like straight plays too.
Okay, so it both sounds like you both would do it all. That the music is enjoyable, but not the only thing you love about it. Well, let's focus in a little bit on what you've been up to the past few weeks. Mamma Mia, we were talking before we started coming on the air here, and I think you told me that you have 3 weeks to put this production together, which seems very short to me. Miko, maybe I'll ask you a little bit about the process. What does it look like to put this production together over the course of 3 weeks? What do your days look like?
The days kind of vary. For the first couple weeks, being that we're in like a pre-professional program, they're still trying to prepare us to be actors in the future. So we do have like different master classes and stuff where they teach us plenty of different skills. But in the morning, we'll have like a 2-hour rehearsal before lunch. Then after lunch, we'll have like a 3-hour rehearsal until dinner time.
Wow.
And then after dinner, from around 7 to 9, we try to run pretty much as much as we know as a review. So for pretty much the first 2 weeks, that's the entire schedule, just to get all of the information down and try to get off book as quickly as possible.
And off book means not having your script in front of you?
Yeah, not having your script and not having to look at any of the music, just being able to do it off your memory.
Wow. That's an intense schedule. And Alana, what does the third week look like, your final week?
Third week is tech week. So we put all of the work we did in the practice room onto the stage. So we have to work through spacing with the set we have, which is kind of a struggle because there are raised platforms and stuff that you can't really work with until you're in the space. We'll also do Q2Q, where we put all the lighting together. And we practiced yesterday with the mics.
Okay.
I should also mention, too, that we have, in addition to having all of these students in the cast, we have 7 students in our tech crew as well, who have done an amazing job of helping to build and paint our set and set up our lighting and our audio and make props with us. So we're really grateful to them. We got to move into the space yesterday and see the amazing set that they've created for us to play in.
Wow. So it sounds almost like in the beginning, it's 2 mini communities. You've got the tech people kind of doing the background, and then the you theater front folk, you know, working out your lines and the music. And then you kind of come together to form this bigger community that's all working together. I want to touch just a little bit on that aspect of community. I think, Alana, you mentioned it, that that's a piece to why you're drawn to theater. Tell us a little bit about what it's like to be with your peers. What does that community look like for you, Alana?
It's really nice. Everyone here, it's really nice being in a community of everyone who cares about the same thing. Like, we all have other interests too, but it's really nice to have people who understand theater and stuff.
And then one other question I had as you were talking, Miko, about some of the masterclasses you're doing, it popped into my mind. You talked about being pre-professional. Is part of what you learn kind of what it is, how to behave as an actor? Behave is maybe not the right word, but like etiquette of an actor. Like, what do you do? What is being an actor when you come to a stage, how you should sort of behave and interact with your peers and with this community?
Yeah. So through all of our masterclasses, one probably, I wouldn't say the most important, but a really large aspect of our master classes is near the end of the second week, we do mock auditions that all the directors have us go through, which is kind of just a resemblance of what it would be like in the real world doing like normal auditions. And a huge part of that is just treating people kindly, like talking to your accompanist, being very clear, thanking your accompaniment or accompanist, thanking all of your directors, saying hi to them as you walk into the room. That's a huge part of the business and makes really good connections.
Wow, this is so interesting. Well, I want to focus just in a little bit more on Mamma Mia before we kind of get to the nitty gritty of when and where. I want to ask you each if there's a favorite moment you have from this production itself, whether you're in it or not. I'm curious. I'll start with you, Alana, if you have enough time there to think of one.
Yeah, okay. Mine, I'm not on stage and I don't sing for it till the very end, but Layla Your Love is my favorite song and scene. I won't spoil it too much, but it's really funny.
Okay. And tell us, what was that song again, so we can listen for it?
Layla Your Love.
Okay. Okay, great. And then what about you, Miko?
Probably my favorite line that I have to say, it's definitely one of the cast favorites, but Sam is pretty much Donna's first love, and he's been in love with her for over 20 years. And all of the dads are talking about Donna, and Sam just has this big grit line. He's like, "No, she's still Donna," and just like says that, and it's a huge cast favorite when I say that on stage.
Okay, I think we'll be able to listen for that. Thank you for the little preview there. And I want to turn to you, Zeke, quickly, if you could just let us know, how can we get tickets, when and where is this production happening?
Yeah, we'd love to have you come join us this weekend. We have 3 performances at the Performing Arts Center, Friday night at 7 p.m., Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m., Saturday evening at 7 p.m. Tickets are available on our website at www.fineartscamp.org. You can also call our office at 747-3085. And you can also get tickets at the door. We look forward to seeing you there.
Wonderful. Thank you, Zeke, Alana, and Miko, for being here this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Good morning.